Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Today by Newsmax. Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump. Let me say that again. Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump. But they promised a review in 6 months. Our question, should Facebook continue its ban on Trump? Newsmax is looking to get your opinion on this. You can vote in their Newsmax poll if you text the word zone to 39747. 39747. Text the word zone to 39747. Take seconds. You let Facebook know. Newsmax shares the poll results. Forbes, by the way, calls Newsmax a news powerhouse, already the fourth largest cable news channel. I watch Newsmax all the time. Great guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. It's on all major cable systems. That's where you can find Newsmax. Check your cable guide, but you won't find it on Midco. Midco customers can't get Newsmax. Be aware. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, but not Newsmax. And I saw a list yesterday of all of the lower-rated cable channels, all cable channels on Midco, lower-rated, in other words, less people are watching them. Scratch your head and try and figure that out. But if you're a Midco customer, just call them. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. That's what I did. Vote now in the Newsmax poll. Should Trump be back on Facebook? Zone is the word you text. Just text zone to 39747. That's zone to 39747. They bring you this hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind. I am going to bow out in minutes and throw the keys to Jason Bohr from the Late Night Energy Council, and he has a great show lined up today. Lynn Helms will be on the show. He's going to talk to some wicked smart folks from the Late Night Energy Council about things besides affordable, reliable energy that Lignite provides and things that could be in our future. One of those is those rare earth minerals. Kayla Cole will be there to talk about a great event they do for teachers, and now they're doing a virtual seminar. There's just a lot to love about today's show. Jason, quick question for you before you get cranking with the program today. You can not go into most car dealerships today and say, I'll take that one, or that one, or that one. Like, literally, I think Pucklich told me they have six new 2020 or 2021 vehicles on the lot right now, and they're taking all they can get at all of their stores, Valley City and Bismarck. And if you ask them why today that is, it's not about things we've seen in the past with union stuff and shutdowns or COVID shutdowns. It's because of microchips. They can't get the microchips. Rare earth elements and minerals are in the microchips. You need those to build the microchips.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So, and we have the rare earth minerals right here, so we wouldn't have to get them from elsewhere and wait for somebody else to make the microchip. We could actually have like a microchip factory here, couldn't we?
Yeah, it's one of the things that Governor Burgum has talked quite a bit about. Our industry has been working on this for several years as well, but you're absolutely right that the challenge is figuring out how to get them out of the ground economically, and then you build them into a product right here in North Dakota. You know, everybody who's been in the industry here for a while understands that transportation in and out of the state can be a challenge. It's why railroads have occupied the position that they do. But that's probably the next step, is once you get the rare earth elements produced economically, how do you transport them as finished products or as raw materials? But it's a huge opportunity for us, and this chip shortage is just one more illustration why we need to be working on that right now.
Where do we get our chips from now? Where do the majority of microchips come from?
If I'm guessing, I'm going to say China, but I know that we also have some domestic source chips. There's a couple chip foundries in Arizona. I believe there's one in Idaho. Those are probably a different kind of silicone than what you're talking about as far as the chip shortage. But there is a small domestic industry. The challenges with the domestic chip industry are similar to our challenges with rare earth elements, which is once you make those investments to get a chip industry up and running in this country, what guarantees exist that a country like China isn't simply going to state sponsor a dumping program and then undercut your investments and put you out of business, and then you're out the billions of dollars in the investment and no market? So that's one of the missing pieces of the puzzle, not just for rare earth elements for the coal industry, but for the chip industry as a whole in the United States.
Yeah, they have a grip on us. And again, even if it isn't a shortage because of COVID and shutdowns that happen worldwide, they could decide at some point, you know, we're not going to ship the microchips here, and then they shut down everything. They have that control over us. So that's why I love America First, North Dakota First, and our supply chains are getting rethought in every single way. One other question about China: they're building coal plants right now. They are building coal power right now. They've seen the memo on affordable, reliable energy. They're building them, and your industry is fighting battles here to keep them open. What's going on there?
So I used this quote before. I use a quote from the Bible, which is where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, right? You don't listen to the words coming out of China's mouth or whoever country leader's mouth. Look at where they're spending their dollars. Their dollars are going into fossil fuel assets and security and resilience. They may speak those words about carbon dioxide reduction, climate change, those types of things, but that's not where they're dedicating their research and development priorities and their investment dollars. Their treasure is going into backing up their fossil fuel resources because that's what makes them prosperous. These other elements may add to their bottom line. They may be wise investments, but that is not the backbone of their economy. So what they're doing is they're building the backbone of their economy stronger. And it's a lesson that we don't seem to ever catch on to as quick as we need to in this country, which is, oh, sure, we listen to the Chinese making these grand proclamations about carbon neutral or whatever, but we believe them when we should be watching what they're doing and where they're spending their treasure. So it's just a misdirection on their part, talking about the things that a lot of people in this country want to hear, but don't want to take the time to look into.
And if we have a shortage of anything in this country, it is critical thinking. And that's what Jason's going to help you do today, is engage in this conversation. I have literally to the left of me in the studio every day a book by a smart fellow by the name of Michael Pillsbury called The 100-Year Marathon. It is essentially the CCP. This is not about the people of China. This is not even about the country as a whole. This is about the Chinese Communist Party and what is no longer a secret strategy to replace America as the global superpower. They're well into their 100-year war. And we don't even call it a war. We say, no, we'll buy your stuff. Bring it on over here. And, you know, you build coal plants, we'll shut them down. Wow, we got to wake up. And I know we're going to do that in great fashion today because I'm glad you're here. CEO and president of the Lignite Energy Council, Jason Bohr, with you today, folks. I'm going to run to a graduation event, last graduation event of May of 2021.
Congrats to young Haley and yes, to a great future.
Two graduates, three birthdays, an anniversary, Mother's Day, grad
and a party in a pear tree.
Yeah, and I'm still standing. So we'll get her done today. And Jason, appreciate you hosting What's on Your Mind today, and encourage the audience to call you 800-228-0550. Text Todd with your questions for Jason, 701-226-8503. Todd, the radio god, riding shotgun along with Kevin and Jason Moore today, and a great lineup of guests. Have fun, Jason. Take it away.
Thanks for having me. You know, we actually started out pretty good with some good conversation that I wanted to cover, but I see we already got a caller this morning. So if you want to switch to caller, if you got any comments early in the morning.
Yeah, Linda from Bismarck. Linda, what is on your mind?
This is Linda, and it isn't about the coal. I firmly believe in coal and everything, but this is about Newsmax. I had to return some products to Midco, and I asked them. I said, how come you guys don't have Midco? I mean, why doesn't Midco have Newsmax? And the reply was because Newsmax has signed a contract with the Dish now that they that Midco can't get it. Now, that's what the employees are being told. I have no idea how to get to that source, so maybe you could, to see how true it is. But I just thought I'd let you know what I found out.
Honey, I can tell you it's not true. Dish has lots of content that Midco shares. There's nothing to that.
And DirecTV has Newsmax. So if there was a Dish exclusivity, then it wouldn't be on DirecTV's. So.
And why would Newsmax sign an exclusive when they want to be everywhere? Why would they sign something where just one provider had it? So, yeah.
I truly question it. So I just felt that that's what the employees are being told.
Nope. Yeah, good question.
Well, I don't know that's what they're being told or whatever, but yeah, and that's not
come on
accurate. That's
no.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Linda. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you can't use that one. Sorry. All kinds of stuff shared all over the place.
But,
not buying it. 800-228-0550 is the number. Jason Bohr's in from the Late Night Energy Council. Let's get going. What's on your mind is on for Wednesday, the 26th day of May, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Remember the reason for that weekend, too. So what's on your mind? We'll be right back.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Inside Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, making you hungry with lunch specials every single day. Exit 292 in Valley City, Swedish meatballs with lasagna today. Harwood's got Chef's Choice, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs. Lasagna being served up 12th Avenue North in Fargo. Downtown Fargo, lasagna on NP Avenue. Glennon's got those stuffed green peppers that are fantastic.
and they're doing scalloped potatoes up in Euland. Daily specials every day at all PetroServe USA locations. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Jason Bohr in for Scotty. Scotty's off to lovely Haley's graduation. Boy, he's there. That is the busiest attending graduation stuff family I've come across this spring. Seriously. We had 5 grad parties last weekend, and I think Scott and Maria are putting us to shame with those. But that's how it goes when you got a senior. Jason, how are you, buddy? Welcome back.
Doing good. Doing good. Great to be here. Yeah, I got a couple things that are actually relevant from the conversation before I joined, talking about Midco, Newsmax, and what that means. And what I'm seeing in the energy industry, in the coal industry, is perhaps a gradual awakening of the power that the fossil fuel industry really has to impact lives around the country, to impact prosperity, and also of its importance to state governments, to the banking industry. We've seen that. We talked about this a little bit the last time I was here, which was ESG, which is this environmental social governance issues that is sometimes imposed upon countries by Wall Street investors. And there are these boardrooms turning against coal for no other reason than activism, right? And so what we've seen since then is an awakening among state treasurers, among governments, state governments which are funded by fossil fuels, to kind of push back against these banks and remind them to say, as a state, maybe a state like North Dakota manages billions of dollars of investments, and now if you are choosing to turn your back on coal, we're going to withdraw our investment from your portfolios. And there's just I just saw an article this morning in Axios about the coalition that is building among these state treasurers, among state governments, to remind the banking institutions where the money in this country comes from. And prosperity does not come from environmental groups. Prosperity does not come from activists. It comes from people who build and make and grow things in this country. And this is actually something that I know Senator Cramer started working on prior to the end of the Trump administration to pass what was called the Fair Access to Banking Regulations that would essentially eliminate discrimination within the banking industry, which is to say, if you're going to use federal infrastructure, if you're going to use federal banking infrastructure, then you can't discriminate against law-abiding legal industries such as the gun industry, such as the oil and gas industry, such as the coal industry. And so now what we're seeing in the coal industry is conversations that began in the state legislature just a couple months ago to direct the state of North Dakota to examine the way its dollars are invested. And are those dollars being invested in companies, in industries, in banks that oppose our way of life? And it's not just North Dakota that it's doing it. It's places like Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Alaska, I think, was doing this, Texas. So you start looking at this, and you can have, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars that all of a sudden are at play. And when these banking institutions realize the magnitude of the fossil fuel industry and the fact that the fossil fuel industry and the states that derive their prosperity from the fossil fuel industry are no longer content to be pushed around by what boardrooms and banks are telling them, there is real power that begins to bubble up from places like North Dakota. And not just places like Bismarck, but places like Beulah Hazen in Bismarck, where the strength of those communities is found in the coal mines and the power plants. So it's just an interesting corollary to the conversation y'all were having about Midco, which is when people who are listening, watching these programs, these networks, when they realize that, hey, wait a minute, this is content that I should be in charge of because I'm the one consuming it, maybe things start to change a little bit. We have a caller on the phone from Bismarck, Kyle.
Kyle, what's on your mind?
I got a birthday today for somebody.
Oh, okay. Whose birthday is it?
Carly Bartholomew turned 39 today.
All right. Next year it's the big 4-0.
Well, that's a big one, yeah. Happy birthday.
Playing a big party next time, right?
I'll be 40 next year.
Year. Double party.
There we go. A couple of big parties coming up here. All right, Kyle, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, 701-258-0550,
1-800-228-0550. So as we begin to move into the program, that some of the callers that we've got lined up, I wanted to follow up on some conversations that we began probably last time I was on this call, because some of the changes that have happened over the past couple months in the coal industry have surrounded the blackouts that gripped California last summer, the polar vortex that we had in the entire country, the middle of this country, this winter, and figuring out what does that mean for the future of the country, what does that mean for coal, and can we take what we learned, the lessons learned from that polar vortex, from those blackouts, and build a better and more resilient energy policy. So I think what we've seen since then, we just had the public service commissioners in North Dakota have a meeting last week to talk about resilience and the response to the polar vortex among North Dakota's utilities, but also the grid operators like MISO and SPP, and begin to ask those questions and say, tell us what happened. And this is not necessarily about apportioning blame, because I think as a consumer, that's one of the things that I've seen working in the industry, is when the lights go out, people want to know why that happens, and they want to know who is at fault. And a lot of times there is no single piece of blame that can be laid at the feet of any one individual, any one country or company. And so what we're trying to figure out in the industry is this: what was the failure at the systemic level that led to these blackouts, if there was one? You know, sometimes a blackout happens. I think some of the largest blackouts in this country's history have happened due to things like squirrels crossing the wires, right? That's something that's pretty hard to prepare for. But asking the tough questions regarding the systemic failures that may have occurred, the systems of protection that we have in place, and identifying those points of failure from a systemic level. Then once you identify those systems at play, then you can ask the question of, why did that failure occur in that system at this time? What can be done in the future to prevent that system from failure? And if we protect that system, are we opening up a vulnerability in another system? So since the blackouts have occurred in California last year in the polar vortex less than 6 months ago, trying to figure out the systems at play, how to harden them and improve them for the future to keep our lights on. So we'll talk more about that and bring in with our guests after the break.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can also text in 701-226-8503. Jason Moore, what's in your mind? More on the way.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Representative Buddy Carter, the Republican from Georgia, on Tuesday introduced a bill to prohibit discretionary federal funds from going to states that provide state assistance to illegal immigrants, warning that those states are encouraging the ongoing migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Carter says he feels strongly that tax dollars that hardworking Americans pay should never go to illegal immigrants, but some states are gaming the system. The bill has 10 co-signers. California's embattled Governor Gavin Newsom has been ordered to pay $1.35 million in a settlement with L.A. area Harvest Rock Church of Pasadena over coronavirus restrictions. Under threats of imprisonment by the Newsom administration, the church's case made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and in February, in a 6-3 ruling, the high court was in favor of the church's rights. This is USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
On your mind, powered by our friends at Pucklich. Wednesday Wheels Time. Boy, we're talking about with the Pucklich team as well as other dealerships about how the new vehicles, they've taken any of them that they can get, and they're dealing as best they can on them. But man, oh man, so pre-owned is the realm we're all seem to be running in. And right now, a pre-owned 2017, only 4 years old, Chevy Silverado 1500. This is the LTZ crew cab, 119,000 miles, tons of life left, been treated very well, taken very good care of. It's got the 6.2, 425 horse, more than you'll ever need, but I don't know. 8-speed automatic, silver exterior, cocoa dune interior, they call it, as clean as you can get.
Jim Allen grunt just now?
I know, right? Yeah, come on. The LTZ crew cab is a premium edition. Great features like keyless entry, heated seats and steering wheel, great wheels and tires. Backup camera, premium audio package is more single owner trade-in. So Pucklich is, they specialize in those. It was $32,995. They knocked about a grand off, $32,000 even right now, if you tell them you heard about it right here on What's On Your Mind. Pucklich Valley City. GMC, of course, Chevy GMC, they say you drive, we'll ride with you. Pucklich, again, check it out. Give them a call. Again, a 2017 Silverado 1500 LTZ at $32,000 even. You're stealing it from Pucklich. On What's On Your Mind. Jason Bohr is in for Scotty today.
It is good to be here. And I got a couple guests lined up. First guest is Scott Meske, who has done a lot of work for us on electric vehicles. One of the first questions people ask us about electric vehicles when they see me pull up in the Tesla is, why does a coal guy drive the Tesla? Scott, why would the coal guy drive a Tesla? Let's pose that question to you.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me on. We do get that question about why is the coal industry supporting electric vehicles. Well, the fact of the matter is, we get about 60-65% of our electricity in this state from the lignite coal industry. And so when you plug your vehicle in, or when you plug your TV in, or when you plug your washing machine in, you're getting coal electrons. So it makes sense. And in a state with all of the above energy strategy, it just makes sense. And electric vehicles are coming, that's for sure.
So this is a question for you that curious about your boots on the ground perspective when you've been talking to dealerships, even talking to different folks. The state of the infrastructure in Bismarck, the rest of the state, of you, as you've traveled across the state talking about electric vehicles, where are we at? Because a couple years ago, you know, you'd see reports that had us pegged as last in the country. You don't always have to take those 100% at face value, but your perspective, where are we at and where we've come from?
Sure, that's a great question. We do get that a lot, too. People, I think, are a little unaware unless they actually own an electric vehicle. But we have about 190 electric vehicles registered in North Dakota right now. And, you know, and that has ramped up significantly in the last 2 years. Yeah, there was an E&E news story that basically labeled us an EV desert because of lack of charging infrastructure. But in less than 2 years, it has changed significantly. Right now, there are about 60 level two charging stations, and those are anywhere from, you could have those at malls, you could have them at in front of storefronts. There's even some in state parks, on state facilities. And we have 32 Tesla superchargers that are online, and with another 8 going online in Grand Forks this year. And since the Volkswagen settlement money has been divvied up, there are 17 level 3 DC fast chargers across the state. And so it really has made it a lot easier for folks to use their electric vehicles to get from place to place.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Got questions about the difference in utilization between level 2 and level 3. I see we got a caller's below. Finish this anecdote and before we take the caller, but so a couple weeks ago, all of the superchargers in Bismarck were down for service, and so there's a Tesla owner driving through town, come out at 10 in the morning from my office, somebody's plugged into our charger that we have at the office, they were there until 5 o'clock because they had to make it however many miles. And the level three chargers, the superchargers, will give you a tank of gas, so to speak, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, whereas it's an hours-long proposition if you want to do it at a level two.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why the vast, vast majority of EV owners have charging capabilities in their own home. And so when they leave to go on, you know, short trips or running around town doing their errands, going to work, they're always fully topped off. It's when you get traveling between distances, and of course we know here in North Dakota, you know, 100 miles between major cities is pretty standard.
Yeah, that's really when it becomes really useful to have those higher speed chargers. And just so everybody knows, all you need in your car or in your garage is just, whether you call it, you know, it's a 220, so a dryer outlet, a welding outlet, that's all you need. So let's go to Mark, who's calling us from Bismarck.
Mark, what's in your mind?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Just wanted to make a comment on electric cars in a cold climate. Lot of trouble, a lot of issues with getting any miles out of them. You'll plug the thing in overnight, nice and warm. Car will show a 300-mile, you know, until it's dead or until it needs a recharge, and it won't go anywhere close to that.
Yeah.
Have you heard
that? Yeah, Scott and I have talked a little bit about that before, and it's not so much there's chemistry and physics problems, right, associated with that, because it's a hard problem to get around, but it also could be better designed around. And well, I see that in the Tesla that we drive quite a bit, which is designed and built in California, is not made or designed for North Dakota winters. There's a lot of things you could do to heat and insulate the batteries and make that in.
It'll do some efficient cold climate testing. I mean, the stereotype is you run up to International Falls with something for a couple of winters and test it out and make sure before you put it to market.
It was actually a job that I was going to do in college, is driving these cars around Fargo back in the day, but I don't think they do that much of it for Teslas. And so not only are you fighting these physics problems, but you're also fighting design challenges that are coming out of Tesla. I think you'll see better designs from other builders simply because they've got that experience of designing for a broader range of climate. But it really is a challenge. You get down below, I think, what do we usually say, Scott? 5 degrees and your range starts to really drop off?
Yeah, it does. It depends on your driving habits and things like that. But you made a really good point. Technology is changing so rapid in this field. I mean, you've got huge automakers, Ford, GM, and others that are investing billions and billions of dollars into this technology. And they would love to sell the Ford F-150 Lightning in North Dakota. I mean, absolutely. So, you know, technology is going to continue to evolve. Battery range is going to continue to increase. But, yeah, there are just, you know, I can't take my camera battery outside in the cold for very long before it starts losing power.
Yeah, so great example.
It's not just EV. It's just not EVs. It's just battery technology in general.
Yeah, it's the physics and the chemistry involved. You can't get those electrons moving quick enough when it's cold outside. Yeah, So I've seen a decrease in range of 75% when it's 15 below zero mark. It's incredible the challenge that you bring out. Now,
so what's going to happen at 35 below?
Yeah, wow. It is big. It's a big deal.
I mean, 15 below is nothing. We spend, you know, we just spent 10 days this past winter at 20 plus below.
It seems like there's a lower limit beyond which it doesn't get that much worse.
Okay.
But if you charge up to, say you've got a 250-mile range and it's 35 below and you can only go 50 miles, that's a couple trips around town. You certainly can't use it for a road trip car.
Well, that's just it. If you live in rural North Dakota, it's not going to be all that useful. If you're just running around Bismarck or Fargo or something, that's not that big a deal. But
And I think you could, you're going to design around some of that. It'd probably be a more efficient use of electricity to have a small trickle charger coming from the batteries to keep those batteries warm and then essentially build a high-tech cooler, you know, a Yeti cooler around the
battery. And keep a gas generator in the trunk just in case, and we've seen that.
But then the other thing is, know the application, and understanding the application is probably more critical. That's going to be where people's disappointment sets in, is when they buy an electric vehicle thinking they're never going to need another vehicle, and then when they realize it's not exactly what they need for long road trips. That's not just electric vehicles. That's, you know, buying a Jeep and wanting to pull a boat with it. It might work from here down to the Bismarck boat dock, but you're not going to pull it for 100 miles. So there's that mismatch of application. So thanks for a call, Mark. It's a great point.
Probably we'll get to that point down the line where there will be a more practical application, you know, for be it Tesla, be it Ford, be it GM, whatever. But we're not there yet.
Yeah.
We may get there.
So what's the next one coming onto the market, Scott, that we ought to be looking for?
Well, I think everybody's extremely excited about the Ford Mach-E. We checked with a couple of dealers here in town. They have not been able to get one. I know there is one in town. But I think we're at a point where, here in North Dakota anyway, where we've got a lot of advocacy and education. There's users out there. Now it's a matter of access. And I think, you know, when you walk into a dealer, and there's several of them, you can walk in and say, hey, I'd like to test drive a ID.4, which is made by Volkswagen. I'd like to test a new Bolt made by GM. You know, and if they don't have one, then you're going to be turned away and go, geez, you know, how can I get service? So I think we're now getting to the point where it's going to be access. And then people will start to evaluate their driving habits. You know, 90% of all Americans drive less than 50 miles a day. So, you know, and if it's not going to be your primary long-range vehicle to tow your camper to Medora, that's great. But it could be your second vehicle. It could be the one you're going to run around town. So I think when people start to realize, hey, yeah, the maintenance on these things are a lot lower, topping it off, charging it up is a lot cheaper than going to the gas pump every day or every 2 days or a week, they're going to start to realize, hey, this might work. But it's going to take a little bit. And the best thing, Jason, is this state, North Dakota, has not mandated anything. They've stayed, the legislature has stayed out of it. The regulators have stayed out of it. Let the free market determine.
Thank God.
I talk to dealers, when I talk to dealers, I say, hey, when are you going to get vehicles? And they said, hey, when more people demand them.
Yep.
Let's let that market decide. Thanks for joining us.
For What's in Your Mind is on the way. Hang on.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag. Committed to quality, committed to you. The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Mike Lindell and our team and our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Where you go, but we're in my household. We are amassing the MyPillow products. So far, got the premium MyPillows. I have the robe. The wife doesn't like robes, so she didn't want the robe. I said I want.
How can you not like that robe?
I know. She just. I know.
That's an incredible robe.
She loves her new slippers, though, and loves the towels. The towels, the towel sets, the sheet sets, fantastic. All of it online at MyPillow.com. Let's support Mike. Use the promo code SCOTT at checkout, S-C-O-T-T.
Pretty much across the board, Scott will work on discounts for just about any of the MyPillow products.
Well, Kevin's wife has a research sample of one, and mine loves it. So
yeah.
He's batting 500. That's good enough for the major league. You know, so I'd still
love
it.
I love the robe. Can't beat it. But, yep, the missus likes less than more. So there you go. Anyway, promo code is Scott, 800-506-9028 is the number to call. Get the great specials on all of the MyPillow products again at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
I feel like Scott's, it should be relieved you didn't go into that story further. That's thanks for doing that.
Yeah,
thanks,
you're
for
good.
Stopping.
Yeah, thank you. You're very welcome.
Way to go. Yes.
Just saying. That's just, you know, a little insight into the Kev's life. There you go. The wife doesn't like a robe, but I love him. So, anyway, Jason Boer's in for Scott today on What's on Your Mind, Jason.
Hey, we've just been talking about electric vehicles. I know John calling in from Minot's been with us for a little bit, so let's finish up our electric vehicle conversation before we start talking about teacher seminar, John.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
How do these electric vehicles pay road tax?
They pay into the state a different way. They do not pay the gasoline tax, which is the way most of our infrastructure and much of our infrastructure in North Dakota is traditionally funded. However, the past two legislative sessions, the legislature has looked down the road and said, how are we going to fund our roads and bridges if there is no gas tax being paid? So when you register an electric vehicle or a hybrid in North Dakota, you pay an extra fee, which ranges, I think, from $75, I'm working from memory here, $75 to $150 per year to register that vehicle. And it's the equivalent, you know, they make a calculation of what's the average car paying in road taxes. So I would say the average electric vehicle is probably paying a little more than the average car driver in North Dakota into that road and bridge fund. So it's a question that is going to bedevil state legislators and the federal government for decades into the future, because there is a lot more work to be done on electric vehicles, how they interact with and fund roads and bridges. But I think in North Dakota, we're off to a great start. So thank you for the question, John. It is a great one and an uncontemplated question a lot of places. So thanks for the call. Okay, we're going to kick it over to you talking about our teacher seminar and figuring out the answer to the question of what are we trying to get these teachers to understand about the lignite industry. I would like you to begin, though, with the question of how this all got started, because when I was looking at this job, moving from Washington, D.C., learning about the work that had been done at Lignite Council to do a teacher seminar, it was one of the things that said to me, this is a place that probably is as forward-looking as any place in the country as far as how you protect, enhance, preserve the relationships that exist and that are critical to success of the industry. So what's the history behind this?
Well, this will be the 35th year, I believe, of the teacher seminar. We unfortunately had to postpone our 2020, so we postponed it to 2021. And since then, more than 3,400 teachers have attended our seminar. It started off that it was a multi-week thing. So they would take 30, 40, 50 teachers each week for 2 to 3 weeks during the summer, usually June. And we've kind of just evolved and gotten much better about how we educate these teachers. So we bring in up to 140. I think that was my max a few years ago. 140 teachers for 4 days in Bismarck. And we introduced them and then gave them an in-depth look to the seminar. So they come in for 4 days and learn absolutely everything about the seminar or about the industry. What is coal, all the way to how we produce electricity and other byproducts from it. Recently, we've added emerging market education, such as electric vehicles. And the biggest and most important part of the entire week is all of these teachers get treated like VIPs out on tour at one of our lignite mines and the side-by-side power plant. They get to get up on the drag lines. They get to meet all of the employees that work at these facilities. And I think that that's really what drives home how incredible this industry is they get to connect one-on-one on a very personal level with how amazing this industry is and what we do. The teachers come away with a true sense of connection to their electricity, and they also come away with a really good hands-on understanding of what it is that the industry does, as well as how they can better prepare their students to go on, complete their education, and then start careers in the industry throughout this state and several others that this industry touches.
Thanks, Hank. We'll stay on the line. I know we got a couple other questions I want to cover. Continue to talk about the history and some of the success stories that you've seen in the teacher seminar, changing really the knowledge level of those folks who are teaching our children in the state. So stay with us if you would.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-226-8503. More What's in Your Mind is on the way.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, Stacey Boster, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacey Boster, 701-261-8359, or peopleshomeequity.com/StaceyBoster, NMLS number 1908175.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.